Welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm your host, Catherine Nero. In this podcast series, we'll introduce you to the Sports Events and Tourism Association, its partners across the country, and the great work they do together. Join us. Once again, and welcome to the Sports Events Entertainment Network, brought to you by Visit Myrtle Beach. I'm Catherine Nero, and we appreciate you joining us today. Today, we're going to be talking with Michelle Perry, President and CEO of Game Changers Consulting. And Michelle, thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity, Catherine.
Let's start with letting people know who you are and what you do. Tell us about Game Changers Consulting.
For the last 11 years now, which is hard to believe, we have worked with cities and organizations to help develop sports tourism and event strategies. We help them really evaluate their resources within the community, both from a facility standpoint, from a funding standpoint, and from a personnel standpoint. And really try and match the best events with their resources. And you know, I'm proud to say that we've had incredible success. Our partners have had incredible success over the last 11 years. So it's been fun to watch those communities grow and really have an extraordinary amount of success. And then when in some cases with our partners, not only do we work on the front end with the strategy side, but we also stay on and help on the execution side. So that's been fun to get to, again, see it come full circle from a concept to strategy and then to the execution side. So that's been, it's been great. And we continue to be excited about the impact that our clients are making within the sports tourism marketplace.
What a great opportunity for you guys to help not only smaller organizations or smaller locations who don't have the staff to kind of do all the legwork that you guys do, but also those relationships that you fostered. I would imagine you're really filling a gap in this industry.
We are. And, you know, I say that, you know, we see ourselves, again, certainly the strategy piece of this is important, but we also see ourselves as the extra set of hands to be able to do some lifts that some organizations just aren't either. They're not resourced in terms of staffing, or in some cases, they may not have the background, the experience, the expertise mm-hmm. to be able to do this. So we really have found ourselves as that extra set of hands, and in some cases, kind of a member of the staff in some yeah. cases. So that's been great. It's been great to be part of a variety of different teams, and really look at the way in which people attack things from different directions.
Oh, that's a great point. And obviously this is working and people are recognizing it. You were just recognized by Sports ETA as the Superior Service Award winner. So tell us why you think Game Changers Consulting won that award.
Well, I think it's absolutely a testament to our clients and the people that we work with. I think we try to be very intentional in terms of our partnerships, really identifying people and communities that we think have some untapped potential. And then we give them the tools to be able to unlock that and elevate the work that they're doing in their community. So I'd like to take credit for it, but I think it's a case of we just have some outstanding clients that we have the good fortune to work with.
As you toot their horns, we're going to toot yours, because the selection committee specifically said they were impressed by the Game Changers collaboration with Baltimore. So talk about what happened with that city in particular and the different things that you were able to work with for that location.
Sure. So the client is the CIAA, the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. It's a HBCU, a historically Black conference that has been in existence for over 100 years. And we have been a partner with the CIAA in a variety of ways. We helped them write their bid specs for their basketball tournament that had been for a long time hosted in Charlotte. And the CIAA leadership wanted to look to see what else was out there. And so it was through that process that Baltimore was awarded the CIAA. And so I transitioned from being primarily working with the CIAA to helping Baltimore transition, helping the event transition from Charlotte to Baltimore, so that they were ready and could really get off to a good start as they began their hosting. So it's been great. Again, this is an event that's extraordinary. They'll bring over 100,000 people to Baltimore. There are 24 basketball games. There are probably 25 other ancillary events. So it really is an extraordinary event, and it's been fun to see Baltimore really embrace this and quite honestly, take it to the next level. Mm-hmm.
In addition to that, everyone, especially in your position, that national championship is always the thing that that cities want. And you were able to work with two of them, the 2024 U.S. Figure Skating National Championship, as well as the 2027 Women's Final Four. Talk about the partnerships that made those two things happen.
Sure. Well, Columbus and the Greater Columbus Sports Commission has been a longtime partner of ours and client. I think they've got, again, we've seen them evolve and grow and expand from an organizational standpoint, but also from a city standpoint, and what now the Columbus community and the investment that they've made in their downtown package. So it's been fun to work with Linda Logan and her team to identify some new, in the case of figure skating, some new events that were a good fit for the Columbus community and happened at a good time in terms of the arena and Nationwide Arena and what they had on their event calendar. And then, of course, the Women's Final Four, which had been on Columbus's aspirational list for many, many years. And we had the good fortune of securing the 2018 Women's Final Four, and then got to be a part of the execution of that. And I know that we're biased, and we think that was the greatest and best Women's Final Four in the history of the NCAA.
So very well may have been. Yes.
We said, how can we do this again as quickly as we can? So we were thrilled to work with Linda and her team and see their hard work and their vision and their investment really pay off with another Women's Final Four in 2027.
What's next for Game Changers? What are you guys up to now that you can tell us about?
Well, we are, as I'm sure everybody knows, we're getting ready to enter into another NCAA bid cycle. So we've been working with several of our clients on creating strategies and identifying the right fit for this upcoming bid cycle. We continue our work with the CIAA. We'll continue to work with Columbus on the execution side of figure skating. So I can't wait to see how that all comes together. And then we've got just a variety of other kind of new events and new projects on the forefront that hopefully next year we'll be able to highlight both our partners and our work in helping elevate our friends and clients to new heights.
For those organizations out there looking to maybe follow in the Game Changers footsteps and maybe win that Superior Service Award, what advice do you give them to kind of continue those relationships or just kind of set themselves aside as a leader in the industry?
Yeah, I think it's the partnerships. I think it's the relationships. We talk about this all the time. It's the relationships that really make or break you. And again, we've had the good fortune of having some really special relationships along the way who have quite honestly made it easy. You know, it's being organized and really being thoughtful and intentional in terms of the strategy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think we talk a lot about developing and creating strategy, but the key, I think, is on the execution. That strategy can't sit in your inbox or sit, you know, no one puts things on shelves anymore, but wherever that holding place is, they can't just sit there. To be able to take that and turn it from an idea and a vision to action, I think has been critical. And we try to, as part of what we offer our clients, is we try and make sure that there's a bridge between that strategy and staying with them through execution, so that again we make sure that they're maximizing their resources and elevating their work and the work of their community.
Excellent. Is there anything else about Game Changers you want to share with us?
I think so. We're so thrilled, and what a special day it was to be in Kansas City and accept this. Again, as I said, we have the good fortune of being tied to a lot of really fantastic communities. And so we're thankful every day and appreciate the leadership of Al and the staff at Sports ETA. We couldn't be more proud to be part of this organization.
Well, the award is well deserved. Thank you so much for joining us today, Michelle. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And of course, thank you guys for watching and for listening. This has been the Sports Events Entertainment Network. I'm Catherine Nero, and we'll see you next time.